from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It didn't take long for Safe Health Site Timmins to catch on. The supervised drug consumption site had 669 visits in July, its first month. District Hospital Addictions Manager Patrick Novak says 232 of them were for consumption of drugs to clients brought with them, mostly fentanyl. He says he's had a lot of positive feedback, especially from women.
For instance, I had one person nearly verbatim say that, you know, if I leave $25 on the table, I know it's going to be there when I come to, versus using in like an alleyway or in another public place.
The facility on Cedar Street North is on track for up to 1,200 visits in August. There's more at shst.ca. New Democratic Party Member of Parliament Charlie Angus is working across party lines trying to stop federal riding redistribution that would give the North one less seat. His riding, Timmins-James Bay, would be expanded westerly to Hearst and southerly through the tri-towns to Temagami. He says we need more than representation by population. We need it based on the region and its interests. Angus adds that the North should not be pegged to the population based in southern Ontario.
We are so fundamentally different than densely populated urban southern Ontario, and yet somehow they seem to think we are overrepresented, that we have too much voice, and it's ridiculous.
A public hearing on redistribution is expected to be held in Timmins. Over 1,000 new immigration workers are being hired to help tackle massive backlogs in processing applications. Federal Immigration Minister Sean Fraser says the new employees will be in place by the end of this fall. Applications have been taking longer than government service standards. Fraser says the backlogs were caused by the pandemic. And 2022 is the 42nd year of the Terry Fox Run for Cancer Research. The local event is at Gillies Lake on Sunday, September 18th, starting at 11 o'clock. The event chair, Kathy Davis, notes that Timmins hasn't missed a single one of those years.
The two main reasons why we're continuing this is, number one, just to keep our Canadian heroes' memory alive. We just want to continue that legacy.
Expenses incurred organizing the run are kept to a minimum so that as much money as possible goes to cancer research. We have links to the Terry Fox Foundation website and the local Facebook page on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.